Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 20, Text 9. Shudra, and Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. If one works according to the Varnashram Dharma system and does not desire fruitive results, he gets satisfaction gradually. Discharging one's occupational duty as a means of rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate goal of life. And Bhagavad Gita confirms this as the process of karma yoga. In other words, we should act only for the satisfaction and service of the Lord. Otherwise, we will be entangled by the resultant reactions. Everyone is situated in his occupational duty, but the purpose of material occupations should not be material gain. Rather, everyone should offer the results of his occupational activities. A Brahmin especially should execute his occupational duties not for material gain, but to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra should work in a similar way. In this material world, everyone is engaged in various professional and occupational duties. But the purpose of such activities should be to please the Supreme Personality of God. Devotional service is very simple, and anyone can adopt it. Let one remain what he is. He need only install the deity of the Supreme Lord in his house. The deity may be Radha Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan. There are many other forms of the Lord. In this way, a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra can worship the deity with the results of his honest labor. Regardless of one's occupational duty, one should adopt the devotional means of hearing, chanting, remembering, worshiping, offering everything to the Lord, and engaging in his service. In this way, one can very easily engage himself in the service of the Lord. When the Lord is pleased with one's service, one's mission in life is fulfilled. Om Jnana Janinam Tasya Jnana Jnana Shanakaya Shakshur Niditam Jnanam Sasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manoglistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kavayam Tathati Sabhavantikam Vandeham Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Rupam Sarvashatam Shahagana Gaganatam Yatam Stam Sahivam Shadraitam Shavadutam Purishata Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Yatam Shah He Krishna, Karuna Sindho, Dina Mandho, Gatpate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Kanta, Namostute, Tata Kanchana Gopati, Radhe Vrinda Nishri, Vrishabhan Sute Devi, Paramami Puri Priye, Vancha Gopati Rupyascha, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Shri Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Ya swadharmi namam nityam nirashi shatayam taha bhajate shanakai stasya mano rajan prasidati. Everyone should perform his prescribed duty as a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, or shudra, brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha, or sannyasa, varnashrama, charvata, purushena, parabrahma, vishnu, anadyate, panta, nanyata, toshakara. The purpose is to render devotional service to Lord Vishnu. Generally, everyone is very serious about having a profession or occupation, being suitably employed. And once employed in their profession, they're interested in making advancement, making progress, so that they can be properly established, nicely established in their work, in their life, in a suitable place to live, suitable place, suitable food, suitable family life, and enjoy sense gratification. They think that to enjoy sense gratification up to the end of life is the goal. And they express it in different ways, to be the most you can be, to realize your full potential, to make a contribution to human society, to whatever they want to say. But it's all sense gratification is the goal, either individually or as a family unit or in our community sense gratification. Or if they're really philanthropic, then they want to see global sense gratification. Satisfaction in terms of the material body is the goal of life in their view. So one may be nicely situated in one's position, well situated as a family man, or well situated as a intellectual or administrator or businessman or whatever. But if one is not engaged in Krishna consciousness, one is wasting one's time. Tarma sunustita pamsa vishvakshena katasuyat notpadi yevyadivatim shrame. It's useless. However great a family man you are, however great a worker you are, whatever it is, if one is not engaged in the service of the Lord as the goal, not just that I'm engaged in the service of the Lord, everyone's engaged in the service of the Lord, some collectors come and we're doing a Janmashtami appeal, or will you please give something? Yes, I'll give something. That's not devotional service, that's business, or that's token. The purpose should be Yavyarta Karmanam Yatra, Loko Yam Karmamandir. Purpose should be to serve Yajna, the personality of God. Yajna Arta, the purpose is not that this is an auxiliary activity, that I have sense gratification nicely arranged in my life, and I also do some service. That's not the program. Swadharmina, bhajate. By one's prescribed duty, one should be engaged in the service of the Lord. That's the point. And sense gratification is auxiliary. Because I'm doing my service, everything will also come. I'll get my food, I'll get my sex, I'll get a place to live, I'll get everything. The dog is getting that. Without going to college, without getting a degree, without looking in the newspapers to see where there's a job open. They're getting food, they're getting sex, they're getting a place to live. If the human being makes that his business, then he's a fool. The real business is to serve Krishna, and the other things automatically will come. Prahlad Maharaj says, no one stands in line for misery, and misery comes automatically. Well, happiness will also come automatically. We don't have to expend our energy for that. The purpose should be samsiddhi hanitosha. Atapumbir dvijashreshta varnashrama vibhagasha swanustitasya dharmasya samsiddhi hanitosha. I don't have to worry about my own satisfaction. If Krishna is satisfied, I'll also be satisfied. That should be the understanding. That should be the understanding. So here, yasva tarmina mam nityam bhajate. One who regularly worships me, not occasionally, not regularly, and regular means under the guidance of a pure devotee of the Lord, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. One should be engaged in the regular process of devotional service. Nityam, regularly, not haphazardly. Day after day, year after year, one should be engaged in the service of Krishna.
Nirashi.
Nirashi means without material aspirations. Nirashir nirmamo bhutva. Krishna says, be free from this bodily conception of life. I'm this body, this is my wife, this is my house, this is my money, this is my this is my maneti, janasya mohoyam. It's not mine, I'm not this body, and I have nothing to aspire for, therefore, in the material world. Nirashi. Mam bhajate nitya. One should simply be concerned to be always engaged in the service of Krishna. Without worrying about material problem. Otherwise, lokavyam karmabandha. If I'm aspiring for material gain, I'll be entangled. That's definite. Therefore, Krishna says, karmanye vadikaraste mahaleshukadasha. Don't worry about what will I get out of it? What will I get out of it? What will I get out of it? Just do it. Let me serve Krishna, and Krishna will provide for my necessities. Now, not haphazardly serve Krishna. Svatarmena. I have a particular duty. Because I'm a brahmachari, or I'm a grihastha, I'm a vanaprastha, I'm a sannyasi. Because I'm a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, I have some particular duty to do. It's not helter-skelter, haphazard. If I'm a Brahmin, then yajan, yajan, patan, patan, tana, pratikala. I have to perform sacrifices and engage others in sacrifice, be learned, and give learning to others, accept charity, and give charity. If I'm a kshatriya, then I have to take responsibility for the management of the affairs of state. I have to see to the protection of those under my charge. I have to see that everyone else is performing their prescribed duty. I have to take direction from the enlightened Brahmins. If I'm a Vaishya, I have to protect the animals, and I have to cultivate the land. And if I'm a Shudra, I have to assist others. That will keep me busy properly, not haphazard, whatever, whichever. The crisscross system is there, four this way, four that way. That will lock me into a program. So now I don't have to worry and speculate, what should I do? These are my duties. And now that I have my duties, I should perform those duties to satisfy Krishna. Samsiddhi Haritosha. Yasvadharmena mam nityam nirashi and shatayanvita, with confidence and faith that yes, because I'm serving Krishna, everything will be alright. Shanta Shakti, Vishwas Kari, Sujitam Nishchoy. Krishna Bhakti Koyalo Sarva. If I'm serving Krishna, then everything else is done. I don't have to worry about worshipping the demigods. I don't have to worry about so many other so-called duties. I just have to worry about pleasing Krishna. According to my station in society. If I'm a grihastha, I have to act like a grihastha. If I'm a brahmachari, I have to perform the duties of a brahmachari. If I'm a brahmin, brahminical duties. If I'm a vaishya, vaishya duties. But for the pleasure of Krishna. Not for my own sense enjoyment. And I should be confident that because I'm serving Krishna, everything else is included. If I'm watering the root of the tree, the branches are watered, the leaves are watered, flowers are watered. I don't have to make separate endeavors. Even the pure devotee is confident, I have to make a separate endeavor. How will I enjoy? How will I... No, let me serve Krishna and everything will be there. And what will be the result? Shanakai tasya mana prasidati. Gradually, Shanakai, his mind will be pleased. For the person who is always desiring, Sashanti Maridashti, he becomes peaceful. Sashanti Mapnoti, Nakamakami. The person who's always, Kamakami is a very interesting word, means desiring to desire. Desiring desires. One who's, he thinks progress in life is, I don't have enough desire. If I can increase my ambition, he's a fool. Always keep my eye on the ball. What more can I get? What more can I get? He'll never be peaceful. But the person who, undisturbed by so many desires, this desire, that desire, that, he keeps his desire fixed. Let me serve Krishna. Sashantanam. Mana Raja Prasidati. Ahaitakiya Pratiyata. Savai Dharma. Savai Pumsan Paro Dharma. He has no material motives, no ulterior motives. And he knows nothing can stop devotional service. I just have to continue. Yayatma supersedeti. His mind becomes satisfied, his heart becomes satisfied, soul, everything becomes satisfied. Otherwise, I'll be dissatisfied and I'll be wondering, why am I dissatisfied? Maybe I should be doing this. Maybe I should be doing that. Maybe I'm married to the wrong person. Maybe I'm married to the right person, but I should be enjoying with that person. Maybe I'm eating the wrong food. Maybe I'm in the wrong place. Maybe I should move. Maybe this, maybe that, maybe this, maybe that. Speculate, how will I enjoy? How will I enjoy? He'll never be happy. But if he continues his prescribed duty, this is my work, and let me do it without any other purpose but just to please Krishna. When Rajan proceeds, his mind will be peaceful, happy, satisfied, superseded. Superseded. The governments of the world are trying to satisfy their people, or the leaders of the world are trying to satisfy themselves by this plan, that plan, this method, that method, this scheme, that scheme. It will absolutely fail. This will be successful. Everyone should be engaged properly according to this system of Varnashram. And most important, everyone should be engaged in the service of Krishna. Everyone should be trained. This is the real purpose of life, to satisfy Krishna. Our own satisfaction will automatically come. If I put food in the stomach, my hand will automatically get everything in place. Everything we need will come when we're engaged in service. Any questions? Yes. Hare Krishna. I can hear you. But maybe there's a microphone which will all hear you better.
Thank you for, no surprise, really wonderful class. My question is, you're saying that the four varnas and the four ashrams, there is service, there's some duty that each member may have to perform. So my question is there any one service that, regardless of whatever caste or varna or ashram I happen to be in, is there one service that will bring satisfaction and happiness for any member of any group?
That's a great question. Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for a precise class. Maharaj, my question is that in today's society, we see that the ashram is very easily identifiable, at least relatively, for example, because it corresponds to the stage of life.
But it's not very easily identified. Ashram is easily identified until one becomes 50. And then he still thinks that it's time to be in the second ashram.
My question pertains to Varana. Like, how do we, especially because we get educated in something, we take another job and we have so many other duties, how do we understand what Varana we belong to?
Yes, we have to see. The qualities are described in the Bhagavad Gita. Someone is intellectual, he's inclined toward study, satyam, dhamma, tapasocham, shanti, arjuna, these things. Then for minimal engagement. Someone else is inclined toward, yes, ishrabhav. Ishrabhav means take charge mentality. A Brahmin doesn't have a take charge mentality. He wants to, he has a let someone else take charge mentality. Let me advise, let me consult, let someone else run the corporation, run the country, run the whatever it is. But a kshatriya has to be in charge, Ishwarabhav. And he wants power, and he knows what to do with power. He's decisive, soryam, tejo, viti, he's determined, expert. Doesn't run away from a fight, yudhe-japya-vamaya. Generous, calm, a ishwarabhav. And that's kshatriya. And krishigo-rakshavanicha, he likes to cultivate the land or do some simple business. He's a vaishya. And he wants a job by which to be engaged. He's a shudra.
So Maharaj, if our natural propensities are currently not in line with our occupation, or the other way around, if the current occupation is not in line with our natural propensities, then what should we do? I mean, should we consciously make a decision to change it? And
if you can change it, that's good, so that you're properly engaged. Otherwise, you'll not be satisfied. You're working in unsuitable occupation, so you may not be very satisfied. If you can be properly engaged, that's better. Of course, the world is so topsy-turvy that to be properly engaged may not be difficult, but may be difficult, in which case you have to make up for everything by being chanting Hare Krishna and being engaged in devotional service. Excuse me. And we should try to train the next generation to be something other than shudras. Modern educational system is focused on cultivating the shooter mentality. They're open about it. You spend, you know, $100,000 in 4 years in our institution, and you'll go out and you'll be ready to be employed by the, all the employers will be fighting over you. Here's a great shooter, let's get him. That's not ideal. The ideal is Brahma. Not everyone may be a Brahmin, or I, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and last choice, Shudra. If he has no other capability, then let him be a Shudra. Let him be nicely employed under the guidance of others. But if he's intelligent, if he's capable, why should he be turned into a Shudra?
My question is whether my spiritual life will be affected if I do not conduct my duties according to my guidelines.
Will your spiritual life be affected if you don't perform your duties according to your dharma? That depends, first of all, on how out of line your dharma is with what you're doing, and second of all, on how spiritually strong you are. For a person who's spiritually strong, he can do any damn thing. And he'll be unaffected. But for a person who's not so strong, this varnashram is very important. I should be situated in a proper occupation so that everything runs parallel. My physical nature, my engagement, my spiritual life, it's all lined up. If it's a little out of line, okay. If it's wildly out of line, then that will be problematic for me. A person who's a shudra and is put into the position of a teacher, or a person who's a brahman and is put into the position of a manager, or a person who's a manager and is put into the position of an intellectual, they'll have likely to have difficulty. And create difficulty for others. He's supposed to be a spiritual leader, and he turns the spiritual program into a business. Because he's a Vaishya, he looks at the success of the spiritual program in terms of what shows up on the bottom of his tally account. And he looks at the bottom line. Everything's making progressive. We're making more money this month. Are people making spiritual advancement? Are they becoming mad after Krishna? Are they becoming at least more inclined toward Krishna? Are they hearing? Are they chanting? Are they following the regular princes? No, but money's coming in. So he'll cause trouble for others because he doesn't have the higher vision. He should be engaged in the money department. The spiritual people should see, or the manager should see, well, we need money. Well, here's a person who knows how to get money, and he gets the money. And here's the person who can give the classes and give the spiritual guidance and enlighten people. Kshatriya means he sees this person for this person for that, this person for this person for that. Brahman will also see who's meant for what. Then everybody's doing the thing they're best at, best suited for. Everything grows. Otherwise, it will be more difficult. You can still move forward, but it's easier to walk on your legs than your hands. Something else?
Less Janardan.
Janardan. Oh, Janardan.
Is it good to compare oneself to others? Or... is it good to compare oneself to others regarding his duties? Or will he just be content and satisfied that what he's doing for Krishna is...
Compare himself to others in what sense?
In what sense, you've seen others doing well in what they're doing, so you want to be like them, or you just be satisfied with what you're doing for Krishna?
If what they're doing is what you could also be doing, you know, you're a manager and he's a manager, and you think, wow, he's doing so much better than I am. I should learn from him. I should follow his example. That makes sense. But you're something else, and somebody else is successful in a very different department.
But the devotion
that we should pick up, whether he's a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Grahastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi, Brahmachari, we see he's got such devotion to Krishna. I wish I had that. Some lady crawled up, climbed up on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's shoulders to see where Jagannath is. He was thinking, if only I had devotion like that. He didn't think, I wish I could become a woman. But he thought, if I could have devotion like that, well, that we should pick out. How that's the most wonderful quality. Yes?
Like today, some people, in fact most of the people, does not get into this Varnashram line. Because they give reasons like this, like a small child is there and he is from a Brahman family, say, and he can learn the Sanskrit language, but his parents will give the reason that why should I send my child to learn this in the Sanskrit language or Vedic literature, because he won't be earning livelihood.
Yeah, I should send him to learn how to program computers so that he can make big money and live an opulent life in Bangalore and go to the clubs and become a pig.
My question is how we can cut. Yes, many other similar examples are like there. So they give reasons like that because the trend is like that.
Therefore Prabhupada said slaughterhouse education. To take the opportunity of the human form of life, or especially human form of life in India or in a Brahmin family, has to kill it. Because you make money if you kill it. That's not our problem, what the Krishna consciousness movement recommends.
Is there any way that we can make them recognize this, like reasoning?
We can't force them. We distribute these books, we speak this philosophy, we induce people to chant Hare Krishna, we try to engage them in different ways so that gradually they can understand these principles. But it's our duty to point out to them strongly that you're following a way of life which is stupid, which is backwards, which is misdirected, which is catastrophic. All aimed in the wrong direction, all organized the wrong way. That's what Prabhupada's saying. Shramayavi Kevalam, you're not trying to please Krishna, you're just trying to please your senses, you're wasting your life. You're just climbing a ladder because everyone else is climbing it. The only benefit you get to fall is a high place. Human life is nothing but kamasya nendriya priti lalu jivekta yavata. Life is not meant for sense gratification. Just keeping body and soul together is enough. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. To understand the goal of life, to understand who I am, what is my relationship with God, and how do I develop that relationship? Narto yasjaya prabhu. One should not work for any other purpose. Of bewildered people naturally want their sons and daughters to follow another program of bewilderment. It's not good. Nasadu manyevi yatavnana. Nasadnapi kleshadashana. Kleshadana is just making a program so that your future life will be troublesome and your next life will be worse.
and thinking, what is this rabbinical life? There's no money in it. That's right, there's no money in it. The Brahmin is not in the business of where is money, where is money, where is money, where is money. Brahmin's in the business of where is the supreme truth. And you're not the son of a Brahmin. If your Brahmin, your father is thinking, what about his education for money, money, money? What kind of Brahmin? But Prabhupada's father, no, he's not going to London to become a barrister. We don't need the money. We don't need the money. At the expense of culture, at the expense of the spiritual substance of life, to become a big man, get big money, no, my son's not going to do that. And see the result. You know, which is a better world? The world in which Prabhupada became a big barrister and made a lot of money and won a lot of court cases? Or the world where Srila Prabhupada preached Krishna consciousness movement all over it? All over it. So Prabhupada said, I'm only one Indian. It's the duty of every Indian being. Or it's the duty of every human being. One should not become, in Bhagavatam, one should not become a father, one should not become a mother, one should not become a husband, one should not become a king, one should not become a guru. Navochaye yatsam pejam rityam. Unless I can save the person under my charge from the clutches of birth and death. How am I going to do that? By sending him to IIT?
What can be the plan to break this massive
thing?
What can be the plan for
revolution? Plan is revolution. We want to create a revolution in the misdirected life of the world. And for that, our weapon is Srimad Bhagavatam.
In the big places, the children's families, beginning after their life, they are going to the Gurukul and they are working under the Gurus. And the Guru was judging his qualities and his exhibitions. So, according to his. Guru was judging which qualities all the students were exhibiting. So, after they were just ordering whether you go through a man's life, otherwise you will go through his spiritual life, human beings, and this is like that way. But right now, all the Varnas, they are not working properly. Different Varnas are working in different way. So, but right now, Ishkar is making the Gurukul programs everywhere, opening the Gurukuls. So, does it make any difference right now?
Not make any difference right now?
And suppose in Brahman, one in the Brahman family, he's working as a taxi driver or something like that. But right now, Prabhupada told that we should go in the proper way.
We have engagement for so many Brahmins. We have a Krishna consciousness movement to spread all over the world. And the main business is teaching. The world is ignorant. And this movement has to teach them the truth. So how many Brahmins do we need? We have no shortage of openings for Brahmins.
So in this study, he's thinking there's no
question. This lady had a question then. Hold on a second. Microphone first, speaking second.
Hare Krishna. Sister, my observation is that there's plenty of Brahmins who have taken it upon themselves in their devotional service to take responsibility for programs in the movement, to to help them function and to function properly and to encourage others to learn those particular programs. So it's not cut and dry, and any position that you have in Krishna consciousness is dynamic. Okay, you know, you're able to do whatever you can because the vision is to push Prabhupada's mission forward. This movement is to go forward. Chaitanya said, Maja Lila, chapter 9, verse 36, therefore I order every man to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. Not just one person and not just another person or just men. It's everybody.
Very good. There's one word in the verse, Shanaya. If one follows this system of Varnashram performing his duties for the satisfaction of the Lord, he'll slowly become peaceful and satisfied. Otherwise, if he fully dedicates himself to devotional service, drops everything and preaches, he'll quickly become satisfied. Yes, you had a question.
Maharaj, you mentioned how by watching the root of a tree, all the twigs and flowers become nourished. But we satisfy our Lord Krishna through Guru, we can't satisfy directly. But how do we know that the Guru is satisfied? Because so often we are not close with the Guru. I mean,
I once asked Srila Prabhupada about that. How will I know if the spiritual master is pleased? Prabhupada said, everyone will know. He said, the face is the index of mind. When you're nicely engaged in devotional service, everyone will know. Prabhupada said, gave that answer. I asked him, how will the spiritual master know if you're nicely engaged? Prabhupada said, everyone will know. How will we know if the spiritual master is pleased? If I'm carrying out the orders of the spiritual master. Spiritual master is giving some instructions, and I have to serve those instructions. My spiritual master may be physically present, my spiritual master may not be physically present, but if I'm heart and soul following the instructions of the spiritual master, then I can be confident that my spiritual master will be pleased. And if I don't think my own judgment, so I have sadhus to guide me, yes, you're doing right. Scripture is there for guidance. So if I follow the instructions of my spiritual master in association with devotees, under the direction of Shastra, then I can be confident my spiritual master will certainly be pleased.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. When you were speaking of Varnashram, is it necessary for an individual to make an evaluation because the spiritual, make an evaluation on it? Because the spiritual preceptors are expert in engaging him, so the individual can just focus on fulfilling the directions of the spiritual preceptors.
That's good. I don't have to figure it out for myself. Guru says, you do this, settle them. I don't have to think, well, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that. Makes a shortcut. Not making things difficult. Spiritual master says, you work in the kitchen, you work in the sankirtan department, you manage the temple, you worship the deity. Whatever the spiritual master says, that's my duty. Sometimes Prabhupada, in Bhagavad Gita as it is, Prabhupada says that in terms of the material body, or materially, prescribed duties are according to Varnashram. And spiritually, the order is given by the spiritual master. Materially, I may be anything. But the spiritual master says, you do this, that's my duty. But I'm a Vaishya, but I'm a Shudra, but I'm a this, but I'm a householder, but I'm a sin. Do this. Yes. My ultimate Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Chitete Kuriyayaka. What is my duty? My duty is what my spiritual master has told me to do. I don't have to have any other idea, any other aspiration. My spiritual master told me to do this, that's what I'm doing. Spiritually, that's my duty. I may be anything. But my spiritual master gave me this order, I have to carry out this instruction as far as I can. We can stop there. Thank you all very much. All praise to Jesus.